And welcome to Season 9, Episode 33 of Swimming with the Fish. It is a special day early episode just for you guys, because I got to go somewhere tomorrow, but we'll discuss that later. Hi, this is Crutch once again, always here for you guys with the Chief and the Goon, because it wouldn't be any fun with just me. Chief, how are you, man?
I am enjoying a new cast iron juicer.
Well, cast iron juicer?
Yes.
Okay, that's... Huh?
So...
I didn't know they had to be... Is there some benefit for it being cast iron?
It lasts forever.
Okay, as long as it doesn't rust.
No. You can burn off the rust.
Oh.
This is why...
Because I was about to say, juice tends to be kind of acidic, doesn't it?
Yep, but if... So here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I have learned how susceptible I am to seeing people's excitement.
Huh?
So one of the people that I was watching was explaining just how much juice he could do. And he was doing comparisons of he bought a 20-ounce organic, you know, pineapple juice. And then he took a pineapple and juiced it. Said, I have more juice, and it was $4 versus 12.
Wow. That sounds like a real money saver there, Chief.
So another great benefit of this, which I, and hopefully one of you more learned folks can explain it to me.
Ooh, and you've given me a link for the little folk.
We have had grapefruits out for 2 weeks.
Mm.
Grapefruit juice, when I was using my electronic, you know, super juicer, the juice lasted 3 days in the fridge before it started fermenting. So now...
That's when it gets good.
Now it takes 3 grapefruits for me to make enough juice, you know, for a quick drink. The cleanup is almost instant. Well, because the other one, you had to break it down. It was quite cumbersome. Then I learned that if you want to juice pomegranates or peaches or plums, you need something similar to a cheesecloth. So I got that. And I...
Does your juicer obliterate them? Is that why you need the cheesecloth?
I don't know.
It's a softer flesh than.
Yeah. So when you press it down, I'm guessing it's like you're trying to grate it. But here's the nice thing. You can take all the fleshy parts of those things and then put it inside a yogurt.
Please, now please don't get him started talking about crushing the fleshy parts. Our rating will never withstand that.
I'm just saying.
Feels like me in a 737-700 seat. Go ahead.
I'm just telling everybody that I don't know what they put inside the juice that we buy. I had told you that before.
Ask RFK Jr.
Yeah, I'm sure it can't be anything good.
I know that I have not had any stomach issues.
That's awesome.
There's been no acidic problems.
I haven't had grapefruit juice in like 25 years.
Yeah, I can't. It messes with some of my medicines.
Me too. It's an old age thing that you luckily haven't seen yet there, Chief.
I wonder if it is the...
We weren't on the medicines, we could drink the juice. I know, yeah.
Or I wonder...
Or if we had good juice.
Can you eat a grapefruit?
No.
Okay.
No. They tell us specifically to stay away from grapefruit products.
Right. And I was never really a big fan, a little too bitter for me. I ended up having to throw so much sugar on the darn things that it kind of ended the healthful part.
But we like coffee. Figure that one out.
Well, yeah. Coffee's a bitter of the soul as opposed to the tongue. So, yeah.
Do I even want to ask for an explanation of that?
No, you should already understand it. And Goon, how are you, sir? I haven't said hello yet, and we're a few moments into the show already.
That's quite all right.
I apologize from the bottom of my coffee-stricken heart.
That's quite all right. Apology accepted. I am on vacation, even as we speak right now.
He is. He's sticking it to the man.
I've had a whole 36 hours now of being on vacation. You know, we have a Chief, do you remember the electronic sign-in, sign-out board that we all have where you used to work?
I do.
So I have had my vacation listed on there for at least a month.
Yes, we tend to do it as a courtesy. And then when you finally actually go on AL, then they go, oh, it looks just like you said.
Well, they looked, they went, 2 weeks. Well, what are we going to do? Don't know.
Did the little flap go over your eye and you say, we're going to die?
We die.
Nobody gets that reference except maybe the Chief.
Yes, because the Zer Armada.
It was absolutely the Zer Armada. The last Starfighter, folks.
Zer and the
Codex, the movie. There should have been a sequel, darn it.
I hear every once in a while. Yeah, that's what I hear too, Chief, that they're still trying.
Yeah, but everybody's dead or too old.
I think that's why they're able to do it.
Well, I think they're going to have to do a retcon and do the first movie again and with a younger cast, and then they can do it.
No, but I mean, why?
Let the other one stand the way it is. They're actors. Work at it.
It was a video game. Video games have significantly changed.
Hmm.
You have been selected by the Star League.
Yeah. That's a great movie. I always wanted to drop a video game near me, but I didn't live in a trailer park.
I mean, I suppose you almost could have, based on the excitement in your neighborhood this morning. Or was it overnight?
It was late at night, and I slept right through it. I didn't hear a darn thing. Yeah, so
your story, and you're sticking to it. Is that
right? Is my story? I have one witness, and she was as unconscious as me. So yeah, neither of us heard any of the sirens or anything. So ladies and gentlemen, the development I live in, part of the development includes a rather large chunk of property and a rather large house. It was there before the property was actually developed, and in our particular county. In this particular area, you're supposed to have lots that average, and that's the key word there, average a half an acre. I do not live on anything close to a half an acre, nor do my 106 other residents of this little community. However, house number 107 has got 55 acres of its own. When you do the average, it works out to about a half an acre per house then, because, you know, math.
Shifts that average right over, does it?
And that, my friends, is why you should use medians and not averages.
And what happened to the home on that property?
We're not quite sure. All we have heard is that there was a fire that had spread to some of the trees because the driveway for this long piece of property attaches to our development. And the good police and fire had that entrance blocked. Even as late as this morning, like 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, I think is when the fire truck finally pulled out. And he was still connected to the, I drove down over that way, just try to see what I could see. And there was hose still connected to the fire hydrant. So they were still, you know, putting out little flare-ups, 12 hours later.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. Especially if there was a pretty good fire.
You're kind of like a subject matter expert.
Yeah, I mean, that we would be cleaning up for a good, if it was a fully involved structure fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the next morning, if it started, say, 1, 2 in the morning.
From what I hear, this was like 10:30.
Yeah, well, all the next day, they'd be in there putting out hot spots and stuff.
Maybe looking for evidence of arson and stuff.
Well, I mean, where Swamp Fox and I are from, the fire marshal used to do it when I was there. I assume it's the same now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they would have us, we would go in. God, I'm trying to think of, the cleanup had a special name. And you know what? I guess I'm just getting too old. I cannot remember what it was. But you would you would go in with pike poles and a hose and stuff, and you would pull down ceilings and pieces of drywall and look for fire hiding in the walls.
Sure.
Because you don't want to go back 10 hours from now with it's another structure fire.
It's still burning.
You guys know you didn't put that out. How do you know? Well, it's a flame shooting through the roof. Gave us the clue.
Pretty evident there.
Golly, we would say.
Golly, yeah. So yeah, very, a lot of excitement. Not sure what that does to, you know, property values and all, but.
Well, if the house has to be there for it to count as a structure, right, that might be a problem.
That might be. All of a sudden, we'd all get a piece of that property. Make a little garden over there.
Like a victory garden.
Yeah.
A fire garden.
Like a fire sale. Yeah. Oh, sorry, no fire sales. I heard that there is a foreign investor who's buying up property in Malibu because people can't rebuild their houses. Isn't that convenient?
Well, my. Who could have seen that coming?
Can you say Hawaii?
That was the test case, as the chief pointed out.
Exactly.
Alertly pointed out a week or so past.
Yep. The chief, wait a second. The chief is once again right. We ought to get you a hat like Trump has. Did you see that hat?
Yeah. No.
He was wearing it. What was it? He was just doing a press conference, and he got this hat on that says, Trump was right again.
So... I'm not, as you guys know, conspiracies tend to be my thing.
No.
And
we love you for it.
There was something that happened today. Not today, yesterday. I think it was yesterday. The FIFA's going to be played in the United States.
Yeah.
And there was a picture with Vance, the president of the FIFA Association.
Yeah.
And Trump.
That's what it was. He was talking to the FIFA people.
Yes.
He was talking about wearing shorts and he has great legs and all.
I did
hear him do that.
So, and I'm bringing it up just because you mentioned the hat, which he had on at the time. But all of them did not have a tie.
Oh,
the
like the Knesset,
the internet conspiracy, you know, police went insane, saying that was the signal
to do and what?
Apparently, depends on who you ask, because the people in my family think that was a signal for the Jews to take over. And I said, how
God, something like Knesset remark.
Yes. And
I didn't know they needed a signal. I thought God would just whisper to all of them all at once.
I thought they already were.
Well, see, these are the statements that don't help. Because people are frantically calling me, asking me, what does it mean? And I'm like, have you lost your minds?
That's right.
Have we become such a gullible nation? I guess so.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the New York, what was it? Which paper was it? One of the New York papers was running yet another starving Palestinian kid picture, and everybody was losing their mind and saying how terrible things are in Gaza, only to find out, well, no, the kid has a liver disease that makes his stomach distend. So there's that. Yeah. Yes. Gullible. Absolutely. Especially if it fits your agenda.
I guess.
It's terrible. But this is what's going on yet again. I have to, it's a sad day when I have to vet the conspiracies. And you're putting more on my plate. I already have tons that I'm following.
That's true. There's legitimate conspiracies and the really wacky ones that people come up with.
Exactly. So go ahead.
Another one. Have you heard of the new forms that Terminators will take? For everyone, a Terminator is a robotic killing machine.
Usually covered in organic flesh to get past the sensors and all. Looks a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They're going to all be honey traps now?
No.
Japanese anime characters?
Also no.
They look like puppies. Just please, not puppies.
Not yet.
Oh, man. I love puppies.
So do I. I have a whole house full. Well, I never seem to grow up.
These are bacteria that breathe in metal.
Wait, what?
Yes. This is, how do you make the living, breathing liquid metal Terminator? This is how. Now,
why do we have people in academia that go figure this stuff out? There's some things we just don't need to know.
Well, I mean, these are the same people who watch Star Trek and are trying to make a warp drive engine. So, I mean, you know, curiosity is curiosity.
There's an old game called Wing Commander.
Yes.
And Malcolm McDowell was
one of the first, TV actors to get into the PC game business. Yeah.
Yes. So
Well,
he and Mark Hamill were in a particular Wing Commander, Wing Commander 4, in which they had defeated the main bad guy. And this, I think, represents America pretty well. When you beat all the baddies in the galaxy, mm-hmm. who's left?
Right.
Other humans.
Right.
And so McDowell was like, the wars, the Kilrathi wars, were the greatest thing to ever happen to humanity. If we just keep finding better ways of killing. And, you know, like the whole court was dead silent as you know, he's showing excitement over, you know, the impending self-genocide.
Yeah, why not?
And you wonder, hey, why do we keep finding better ways to terminate humanity?
Right. Of course, the guy that came up with the Wing Commander game has now found better ways to fleece people out of money. With a game called Star Citizen, myself and Mr. Browning included.
I knew better.
Yeah, I know.
I played Wing Commander Armada, which was his last thing before Star Citizen, and I said, I cannot trust this person.
Yeah.
He did not have the net code. Wing Commander Armada, so a spaceship game where you are playing with an armada, which means you need other people, and it was real-time space. And this was in the 90s. And I said,
this was tough. Right.
Yes. So at first I said, this man is a genius. Then I tried to play with others and I couldn't. And I said, this man is an idiot. You know, so when he came out with a new thing, I was like, I no longer trust this man. And that was the only, if it weren't for my jadedness, I would have hopped on Star Citizen so quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mr. Browning and I sunk not a considerable amount of money, more money than I've spent on any other video game, and maybe close to a good chunk of all the money I spent on all other video games. But, you know, there are people out there who are like $40,000 into the game. That's not an exaggeration.
That's a lot of dough.
That's one of the packages, I think, is up to like $15,000 or $20,000, where you start off as an admiral and you get like a whole fleet of ships right off the bat and lots of credits and a base and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all virtual, non-existent, hoo-ha. But hey, you know, the money was real. Game is still in alpha. It's not even in beta. It's been, let's see. How long's Star Citizen been around?
10 years, hasn't it?
Because I know I was making fun of you in 2017 about it.
Star Citizen. There's like a Wikipedia page. Star Citizen officially, its official release, the early access was in 2017. The initial work on the game, let's see. Boom,
never done.
Here's the history. Never. Yeah. Yeah, the initial release of the game came out in 2017, but the game was announced in 2012, so 13 years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. People announce things all the time. I mean,
right.
This, I don't know if you guys have seen all the hype over GTA 6.
And yeah, they started releasing stuff in 2013. The Persistent Universe came out in 2015, but it's all alpha.
Well, there's a game. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's a game. It's called GTA 6. Current funny thing to do online is when you see something that is absurd or out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. you will say, we got this before we got GTA 6. And I have seen the funniest thing that I have seen is a person who was trying to reserve a spot up front for their friend. So they, bent over backwards like they were on fentanyl. And so the video is of a person who is lurched over much like they're in The Last of Us or something. Mm-hmm. And all the cars briefly look and then drive off, except for when his friend comes and he thanks him. And the two funniest comments I saw was, we tamed the clickers before we got GTA 6. And one person saying, mommy, what's the matter with that person? And he said, oh, that person's in their home. We just need to leave them alone.
They're in their home.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
So that's the fun stuff. We keep trying to do this to each other.
Yeah.
And now, Goon, I am sorry for rambling on.
Not at all. Not at all. I would ask Crutch about how Number One Fan is doing, because I know he spent some time there. He's planning a trip later this week.
Yes.
So I won't get to see you tomorrow while I'm planning to depart for my trip.
Exactly. No, I am at this point. In fact, tomorrow at this point, I will be on a plane on my way back from my little trip. I'm doing a 1-day turnaround down to Sarasota, Florida. Tomorrow's my dad's birthday. He would have been 95, and I make a yearly visit to him, and I'm bringing somebody with me this time, which is good because they have an iPhone. So we're going to, we have done like Zoom sessions and Skype sessions in the past because Number One Fan can't really travel. But this person has an iPhone. So we're going to do Plain Jane FaceTime, yay team. And that'll be nice for her to get to participate. It's an all day thing. There's a travel down, get in a rental car, go to the gravesite. There's a restaurant called Gecko, which was recommended to us by the husband and wife team that run the Sarasota Memorial Cemetery. And we like the food so much that every time we go down, we always make it part of the trip to stop there and have a really, really good meal. So if you ever get a chance, it's a chain actually in Florida. I think there's like four or five of them, but this is the one in Sarasota. Do me a favor and go in and tell them Crutch sent you. They'll have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
Very nice.
So that...
Wait, you didn't tell them about yourself when you were there?
What, that I'm a professional comedy podcaster?
Yes.
It really didn't really come up.
You need to make it come up.
I will like send up a flare if you like. I mean,
You just talk to people and it comes up in conversation.
Well, I don't have your ability to just, talk to people and button line and stuff.
You do. Everyone has it. Just not everyone has unlocked it yet.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're rolling 20s every time. So yeah, there's that. But no, so
it didn't start out that way. Well, I don't know. Maybe it did.
Like at birth, you know. You know the beginning of the Bad to the Bone song, right? The old nurse that said, leave that one alone. She could tell right away. No, so actually I was over with the number one fan yesterday. She was a Washington Redskins fan for years and years and years. And now having moved back to Maryland and being around me so much, she's now partially a Baltimore Ravens fan, partially a Redskins or Commanders or whatever they're calling themselves these days. It turns out the two of them were playing in preseason yesterday. So my wife and my son and I went down and we had a small little sporting get-together. I know. Yay, sports ball. I can hear Mr. Browning right now. But it was nice. So we had a nice visit and she was...
And did your team win?
My team, yes. My team did, in fact, win. It was a trouncing, actually.
Yeah, I knew that, which is why I asked.
Yeah. My dearest mother did relay a small financial faux pas. We'll call it
a story. That. We'll call a it a story. Well,
a story. A story is a great way to put it. My mother loves breath mints. I'm not going to say she's like addicted, but she does pop a few breath mints per day, and she went and ordered some. Now, breath mints. These particular breath mints come 12 to a roll, and I think she was trying to order 4 rolls. And she does a lot of ordering online. And well, it turns out she bought 4 boxes.
Ah, how many how many rolls to a box?
12.
Oh my.
Here's the dedication I love of number one fan, because she saw the price and still said worth it.
Well, the funny part is, you know, she says, I looked at the price and thought it was a little off. I'm like, on an order of at least 2 magnitudes, sure, yeah, you know. I mean, if you're spending that much on 4 rolls of breath mints, they better be gold leaf. But now she's got 576 breath mints, if I've done my math correct. And so
she will have minty fresh breath. Well,
as I told her, she's got enough to get her through October.
It's a lot of breath mints a day there, buddy.
Well, you know, hey, you know, she's a sweet woman and now we know why. So there's that. But the thing is, you know, she does a lot of stuff like that. And, you know, I took her out, the other day we went over to, what is it? Michael's? Yeah. Michael's is the place with yarn, right? She's gotten very much back into macrame now that she's, moved up here, and she's making these macrame sleeves for folks that have to, like, you know, sit in the hospital and get injections. 'Cause you know, your arm gets cold and it's very uncomfortable leaving in that position. So you slide on the little sleeve. And she's made like, I don't know, maybe 100 of these things. So, she donates them to the hospital. So she's keeping very busy. She's got like a list of important information, and she's got, it turns out, I didn't even know you could do this. Apparently you can have a home, not a laminator, but you can buy the lamination things. And it's like sticky lamination as opposed to the heat generated ones, you know? So she's like laminating little lists and stuff. She's become very independent, which is great. I'm very proud of her that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's the update on number one fan for everybody.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that has one of those, because.
Oh, do you have the sticky lamination things too?
Yeah. People needed things.
Yeah.
I provided them.
You could provide them with like a list of lamentations and it'd be laminated.
Laminated lamentations?
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
No? Okay. It's hard enough to say.
If Hurricane got a hold of that stuff, everything in my house would be laminated.
Including you.
Including my yap when I was saying stuff she didn't want to hear.
With a big slap, just says, do not open till Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Like today, for example.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
Well, yesterday, actually. I had a baseball game to go to, and I decided to use the 1999 car because I hadn't driven it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had thought, Hurricane and I talked about, you know, we have three cars and two drivers. You got to drive them. You can't just let them sit.
No, not at all. That's very bad. I've made that mistake.
So I wasn't really paying attention. And when I got in the car to drive it away and I turned the key, nothing happened.
A whole lot of nothing.
It's probably been a month that it's been sitting there.
Ooh.
So then I tried to use the battery jump box to jump start it, and it would spin, but not start. So I put the trickle charger on, let it sit for the whole day. Went back out right before the ball game, got it started, put some fresh gas in it. Mm-hmm. Drove back and forth to the ball game, no problem. Then this morning,
mm-hmm.
when I got in and turned the key, it just cranked and didn't start.
Oops.
And there was a little flashing notice where the odometer usually is that said, start error.
Please.
Which I've never seen that before.
Right.
Well, it turns out that... Hurricane broke the little key fob. You know, it was one of those switchblade key fobs. You push the button, the key flips up, mm-hmm. and it's part of the plastic door lock unlock.
Right.
Well, it turns out there's a security system in that lock or in that key.
Really?
Yeah, in the fob that tells the what did they call it? A non-starter, basically.
Spoiling some of my best ideas, but go ahead.
Yeah, it won't let the car start unless it sees both the electronic signal from the fob and the key.
Ooh.
And the it did have some fancy German name. I've been calling it the disillusioner all day.
Wow, that's kind of deep.
I would spin it, and I looked, and when I looked it up on the web and found out what that special code meant,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you know, I think I took a different key when I actually got it to work to go to the ball game. I went and got that key, sure enough, started right up.
Huh.
So I have to keep the old fob, which I still have. It's just the little key thing fell out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep those on the same keychain, and everything should be okay. So that ended up being a big nothing, but I did have a discussion with Hurricane that unfortunately went, I thought you were going to drive the car. Steely-eyed silence.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been a clue, but you know.
That's right.
I'm on vacation, so all safeties are off. I kept going.
Oh, and it's of German cars, right? You know, that's all you have, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did not see this coming?
I did not see this coming.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
That's much better when you say it with a German accent. Nein, I did not see this coming. Funny, but wrong.
Are we some bad guys now? Oh, my.
Well,
we've completely gone silent down there, Texas. Yeah. Hello, no. is this thing on?
As I'm sure the Brownings will appreciate, Gefahr voraus, meaning danger ahead, or you know, basically you're going into the anti-defamation territory.
Well, we get an ADL cease and desist. I'm like, wow, okay, that'd be something.
Yeah. As long as there's no Roman salutes going on, you know, as you're trying to start the card, you hit it and start yelling at it in German. Because I imagine that's what their crankshafts are like, right?
It's like, yeah. taking over, you know what I'm saying? Sorry. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I see that the part I couldn't remember is called the drive authorization system.
DOS, like as in DOS.
DOS boot. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's what you needed, because the start error, you needed a DOS boot.
You couldn't see, you could not see that coming?
I could not see that coming either.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it was
that is ridiculous.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe we should quit while we're ahead.
Or quit now.
Even better. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a very early flight, and it's going to be a long day tomorrow, and blessed with friends who accommodate me to do the show tonight. But I'm going to bid you a fond farewell and go get some shut-eye. But before we leave, don't forget to come back next week. I think we're going to have a special show for you guys. And before that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Number One Fan's Unique Boutique, featuring macrame sleeves for injection patients, laminate anything, important papers, keepsakes, an unruly child, and of course, breath mints. Lots and lots of breath mints, more than anyone can use, on sale now at Number One Fan's Unique Boutique. And politicians. We at Swimming with the Fish are so profoundly grateful for politicians. Without them saying dumb, ignorant, politically incorrect stuff, Goon would have to actually write material or just talk about his cars. And Goons, you're going to miss me while I'm gone vacation service. Hear Goon singing off into the distance as he heads for extreme southern Maryland once more. Sunshine, giant lizards and mice, and more fun than you can imagine. See you in 2 weeks, boys. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.